You're listening to Jawbreakers, the show hosted by the Pittsburgh area's top trend forecasters, Alexis and Susie. Grab some candy in your headphones, pull up a seat near a super loud railroad track, and get ready for pop culture news so fake, you'll have to wonder if they're lying.
Welcome back to Jawbreakers Podcast, where we celebrate the Oscars every year.
Happy Oscars.
This year we're joined by Katie, a moderator coming from Arizona.
Hello.
We need a moderator because when we tried to do it without a moderator that one time, it was stupid. We literally just kept trying to give each other all the points. We're like, no, you should just have them all. And then at the end it was tied. It was really dumb. In the past, we did Oscar the Grouch versus Oscar Martinez. We also did Oscar Wilde versus Oscar... somebody.
De La Renta, right?
Oh, no, we did De La Renta and De La Hoya at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's wild.
We did, it was Oscar... oh, we did Rey Mysterio versus...
Oscar Wilde, that's right.
And this year, we're doing Oscar Isaac versus Oscar Mayer Wiener. And we're also accepting suggestions for people named Oscar, because I think we ran out.
Yeah, this was our... we've been avoiding Oscar Isaac for years.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Every list of popular Oscars has him right at the top.
We spun the picker wheel, as featured in... our other podcast, The Old Switcheroo.
A quick announcement about The Old Switcheroo. It is our main podcast now. Someone recently told me they thought that we had just stopped posting or that our content had gone behind a paywall. It's true that we have a Patreon, but all of our main episodes still come out bi-weekly on The Old Switcheroo page. I will go ahead and link it in the show notes. I'll link the Spotify link, the Apple link, and the like main link for any place, just so that people can kind of get over there, because I guess we didn't promote it here well enough. But Jawbreakers, we are still content creating on a regular basis and making audio for your ears. We just finally thought of a format for our show. So we each watch half of a movie. We come together and put together the pieces. Sometimes for more excitement, we'll each watch movies at the same time and switch the movie halfway through so that there's even more movie to talk about. And for maximum excitement, we have done this in the movie theater several times where we enter separate theaters halfway through, an alarm goes off in our pocket, we switch seats and finish out the other person's movie. So it's actually really exciting that we have a format and a show. It's called The Ole Switcheroo. It is spelled The, T-H-E, Ole, O-L-E, because it's old-timey, I don't know. And Switcheroo is Switch, E-R-O-O. Thank you so much. It's a really fun show. I would love for you guys to hear it. Go listen to The Ole Switcheroo. It's a riot. It's a fun show. I enjoy doing it. Alexis enjoys doing it. If you like hearing us banter, that's the place to hear. That's where we're at. So, go listen. Thank you.
To decide who would get Oscar Mayer.
And who would get Oscar Isaac. And I got Oscar Isaac.
Oh, Oscar Isaac. Right.
We're also still using the rubric. This rubric was designed for an old co-host who had a affinity for organization, something Alexis and I both lack. And that is why it is still completely empty.
That's wild, because I was like, why is this in a Word document? I feel like it should be an Excel sheet.
That's never crossed my mind.
Literally every time we plan these Oscar episodes, we forget that it's happening.
Yeah, which also...
this one's a little late.
It's late, and it's a very set date.
Yeah.
Like a really Googleable date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I did Oscar Wilde, I was, like, so embarrassed that I didn't, like, try to read a book or anything, like, watch a movie. Like, there's so much stuff on him, and instead I learned nothing about him. I just used his Wikipedia page.
I mean, I would probably do the same thing. Is he the one that was a designer or no?
No, he did. He was a snazzy dresser, but he was like a gay writer.
Ah, okay, that's probably what I remember then. I just remember like fancy, flashy clothes, so I like immediately thought fashion designer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, no, but Oscar de la Renta is a fashion designer.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of then. Whatever.
Also, side note, I know that like the Oscars are like, it's always like Oscars so white. We have talked about so many Latinos because of this premise. Oh, just an absurd amount.
So yeah, I think this is the first one.
Well, it's just Oscar. I mean, they're all named Oscar. Person? Who is?
Is Oscar the Grouch considered a white person?
I feel like he's in the non-white umbrella.
Yeah, okay. But that was against Oscar Martinez, who's
who's definitely okay. Not white.
Also, I think, like, Oscar de la Renta and Oscar de la Hoya both have an accent over the O.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar Isaac technically does.
Like, Oscar?
Oscar. I'm so glad we're not in the same room. I can hear Alexis's delayed laugh.
No, I heard yours. Which I was surprised I would hear yours. Yeah.
Okay, so, I'll just give you a quick rundown of who Oscar Isaac is, if I may.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he is an actor, best known for acting. He's also a fan of, like, singing, performance in general, play, acting, etc. I'll leave it at that for now. The rest will come out. He's an actor, best known for, he's in, like, Marvel and Star Wars and that type of shit.
I googled him earlier and it had Dune on the list, but I'm gonna be honest, I haven't watched either of the Dune movies.
I almost watched Dune 1 for this, and then I couldn't.
Gotcha.
Alexis, did you know that Oscar Isaac is in Dune 1?
No. Is he not in Dune 2?
I don't think so. I assume he died.
Nope, never seen it.
What about you, Alexis?
Oscar Mayer is the hot dog company, or American Meat. Known for hot dogs, mostly. They have the Wienermobile headquarters in Chicago. I mean, what else can I say? They have hot dogs. That's the general idea.
I didn't know they were from Chicago.
They're based in Chicago now. Like the bear. Like the bear.
Oh, the bear, yeah. This like a Chicago dog. Unlocked a core memory for me that I didn't remember until now, but when I was like 6 years old, I went to a baseball game, and during like one of the breaks, they had the hot dog race. Do you guys know what that is?
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've never seen it, but I understand the language.
So I was relish, Zach was mustard, and Zach won, and he got like a duffel bag that had the Oscar Mayer logo on it and a bunch of like a keychain with a hot dog on it. I don't remember everything that was inside, but
in real life, do you think mustard beats relish? I kind of think it does.
Yes.
Maybe not in Chicago.
I guess like a yellow mustard. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a brown mustard, I think it's too thick. It's not going to win.
Not for a hot dog anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I've got the rundown of Oscar Isaac and Oscar Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then to go over the rubric again, this was at one point just thrown together, but now has had literally 4 years to be revised and has not. it is half of a Dungeons & Dragons character building sheet and half RuPaul's Drag Race Charisma, Uniqueness, Nerve, and Talent, a.k.a. Cunt. So the total categories that we are assessing are strength, agility, intelligence, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, which does put a slight edge towards the cuntier the better. I'm going to say this just right off the top. I think legitimately Oscar Isaac wins 6 of these 7 categories.
Wow. Well,
I don't know. Started? Have you guys seen the agility of a hot dog?
That's
I said 6 of 7. That is literally, I literally for agility, I was like, the hot dog takes it. I don't care. We'll get to that later. But I was like,
I'm glad that we're on the same page for that.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one is strength. Do you mind if I start? Or would you rather start with the strength of an Oscar Mayer wiener?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, so earlier today when I was Googling photos of Oscar Mayer, or not Oscar Mayer, what if I had it backwards? I was Googling photos of Oscar Isaac, and I literally was looking up his photos from Ex Machina, which is not a superhero movie. I did watch it with ads last week, which was unfortunate. Don't watch that with ads. I was looking up pictures for Ex Machina, and it linked me to a page called superherojacked.com. And it was like, learn Oscar Isaac's workout, because he, like everyone else who's been in a superhero movie, is jacked. Also, he's been in a couple things. I can link you my link if you want.
I actually just Googled him, and it brought up a shirtless photo from Pride magazine. And the title is, "Someone told Oscar Isaac that fans call him daddy. Quote, I don't mind," end quote.
I feel like you should lose points for that.
Because, wait, hold on. What exactly is the point loss?
Because that's because he's a gross person for engaging.
But he didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he should engage.
Okay, you know that a man in Hollywood has made it when
that's what he looks like?
No, okay, pause on that. He looks like a million people.
So don't
get used to it. Whatever you're looking at is, he might look like that. That's really all I have to say about it. He was literally in Marvel movies, and he is jacked. He's jacked. He's on superherojacked.com.
Okay.
I think the first Oscar to be on that page.
You think he's the first Oscar to be on that page? That actually might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about the strength of an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Well, I was thinking about, like, the company.
That works. Remember when I got points for Oscar Wilde being strong because I said that he, like, endured a lot and Nikki gave it to me?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a whole deli meat company. You've got a lot to compete with. You got Hillshire, but still, at the end of the day, I mean, you went to the hot dog race. You were there.
Yeah, I was.
Think about baseball. It's America's favorite baseball snack is a hot dog. And well, also, think, literally, name one other hot dog brand that isn't Coney Island.
Ballpark.
Who's eating ballpark hot dogs?
Mm-hmm.
People that shop at Costco.
I think, so if it was a hot dog competition.
Also, which...
Okay, but also, if we're talking about the strength of a company, how long has the Oscar Mayer company been around, first of all?
They have been around since 2001. I'm just kidding.
I'm pretty sure I was younger than that when I did
the They were founded in 1883, 141 years ago, and the hot dog mobile is still running on gas.
And I'm going to say, too, I'm in a save the world kind of mood right now, and I'm really against, like, foreign companies that make, like, cheap crap. And I support American companies like Oscar Mayer. So, since muscles are superficial, I'm going to say 3 to Oscar Mayer and 2 to Oscar Isaac.
Okay. It's not that he's on literal superherojacked.com.
No. 141 years.
Well, oh, wait, Oscar Isaac was established in 1979.
That's it?
You think he was older?
I still can't believe he looks like that.
Oh, again, I'm serious.
I know.
Don't look at him.
I know one movie from him, and he does not look like that.
Yeah, same. Me, every time I press play on an Oscar Isaac movie, trying to learn about him. I'm sorry. 2 hours into X-Men, I had to Google which one was Oscar Isaac.
Who does he play in X-Men?
He plays the title one. He plays Apocalypse.
Oh. He plays X-Men?
He put it's X-Men Apocalypse, and he is Apocalypse, apparently.
Like X? Isn't that dead Twitter? Also, on this page, I scrolled down and I saw this picture of him in Star Wars with BB-8, and I was like, oh yeah, I have seen this guy before.
Is BB-8 from Force Awakens?
It's from the not regular Star Wars movies.
Okay, the next category is agility. So even though I'm sure that Oscar Isaac is really good at jumping because he's jacked like a superhero and definitely should get 5 of the 5 strength points, I actually think he's more sturdy than he is like flexible. And picturing him going up against like just the wiggliest hot dog, like I just can't imagine. Yeah, like I really hate to give any points away as a competitor, but mm-hmm. I feel like he's like more sturdy than he is like noodly.
Yeah, and I mean I work with the Finches at the university, and sometimes I have to catch them for behavior trials, and they'll be in like the little cage, and they definitely have me beat on agility. Like they have to wear me out a little bit before I can catch them because they fly back and forth so quickly. So I don't know, like size doesn't necessarily correlate to agility. I don't. What kind of hot dog agility do you have?
I mean,
don't blow this.
Aside from all of it, I mean, the thing is, Oscar Mayer's got a lot of products. Mm-hmm. I think a hot dog in general has a pretty good agility. You could really bounce it off of things. It could bend. It could limbo pretty hard, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then you've also got like Oscar Mayer Lunchables. Those rounds could definitely do some stuff. And yeah, you can also
toss it like a frisbee.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And then also,
that's exactly right.
Look at these people jumping in front of their sweet ride. Oh my god, I lost it. Look at these people on the Wienermobile.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they look agile.
They look like they're having the time of their life in front of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Yeah.
No, they are.
Well, also, really quick, now that I've had a moment to think, I would like to point out there's a really good dancing sequence in Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to give Oscar Isaac just that little hint of agility. We have seen him dance. Okay. At least I have.
I saw him in a musical thing. He can move.
Hmm.
Somewhat.
He can move.
Okay, taking that into consideration, I originally was going to do 4 to the Wiener and 1 to Oscar Isaac, but I think I'll do 3 to Oscar Mayer and 2 to Oscar Isaac again. Since he can dance really well.
Don't ever quote me on saying that.
The next category is intelligence. It's just that I know I should have broadened my horizon when I was imagining how this conversation would go, because I was picturing that the person you were presenting was literally just a nude, wet hot dog.
It's a sweep.
Right, it's literally a sweep in that case. But, like, it does make sense. Of course it's the company. Oscar Mayer is Oscar Mayer. It's not a hot dog. So I already know you're going to try to... Okay.
In whichever context, right? Like, whatever is necessary. So.
This is true. So for his intelligence, he has a BFA from Juilliard.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, which is, like, cool because it seems like he truly was, like, a performer his entire life. Like, I think it said he wrote his first play when he was in, like, 5th grade or something. And he, like, went to public school and was in a punk band. And I guess his little group did a cover of Nirvana's Rape Me at a talent show. And lost.
They sang that in school? A public
in school. In a public school, which I think is probably why they lost. They're too edgy. Yeah, no, so he's always, like, made his own movies and plays and shit. He's, like, a smart kid. And then he went to...
He did start at a community college and then went to Juilliard, but it sounds like that was more of a socioeconomic path than it was an intelligence-based. Like, I don't think he didn't go to Juilliard right away because he wasn't talented, because clearly he's very talented. But I think he's also very smart and also plays a convincing smart person. Like, the roles that he takes are, like, smart people.
So Oscar Meyer...
Yeah, tell me why he's so smart.
So when they were, like, starting off and taking off, they volunteered to join the newly created meat inspection program, which is nice. It says a lot about their meats that they are willing... They know that they're going to pass. They're not worried. They're willing to put their name on that. They volunteered like a fireman. And... through and through, you know, different ownerships, they lasted. They're still here today. They are currently working on reinventing the hot dog for a more health-conscious consumer. Which is like...
How?
How
long have they been working on that?
What year is it right now?
24.
About 7 years.
Are you calculating this in your head? Saying things
for about 7 years, but they're spending $10 million to do it, so they're really working on it because they're using real scientists and stuff for the
real scientists. Are they growing lab meat? What the fuck's going on with the hot dog?
What is a hot dog anyway? They mashed a bunch of stuff together, put it into the shape of a wiener dog, and then people were like, wow, this is delicious. So now they're gonna do that, but for healthy people. Which I think is pretty smart. Because health is starting to get popular.
Yeah.
Also, okay, like the Wienermobile, great advertisement. You're telling me if you were walking down the street and you saw a Wienermobile, you're not going to go and buy a hot dog?
You got me there. Okay. I think I have enough information to make my decision for intelligence. I really value education, so I'm going to give 4 to Oscar Isaac and 1 to Oscar Meyer.
No, that's...
You really put your best foot forward, though.
No, that's fair.
That was... Yeah, you tried. Kudos for trying, but no points.
1 point.
1 point, yeah.
1 point. Charisma, this is the one that I'm most excited about, because... I so did not want to do Oscar Isaac at all, and I didn't want to look at him, and I didn't want to think about him or watch any single piece of programming that he's in. And even when I first started watching the movies, I was like, I do not care about this guy, but he's so charming. Like, I get it. Like, I don't think that I can sell it to you because I'm not Oscar Isaac, but if you were to watch a movie with him in it, you would get it. You know, I just, the fact that I so badly didn't want to watch anything with him in it. Yeah, real show stealer in most of his films.
Okay, tell me about the charisma of Oscar Meyer.
The Oscar Meyer Wiener song?
Listen to him.
All good meat.
The good meat flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of surprised that you didn't talk about the Oscar Meyer Wienermobile with this one.
Yeah. But
also, the song is a really good option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I'm going to award Oscar Isaac 2 because he doesn't have enough charisma to make me want to go watch one of his movies right now. Like, I'm sure he has it, but how do I say this? He's no Pedro Pascal, you know what I mean?
God damn it. You mean they're the same person? There's been a couple times where I've thought...
Did I accidentally watch a Pedro Pascal movie?
Yeah. But no, yeah, it was just Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give him 2, and Oscar Meyer gets 3.
This would have been better with somebody who didn't know who Oscar Isaac was. I should rig it better next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. uniqueness. This man is a chameleon. And in every role, like, he switches up. Like, he looks different, like, beard, glasses, no glasses, full makeup, some prosthetics. Like, for the Marvel thing, he plays, I forget what it's called, Shadow Knight, Moon Knight, something like that. And he's got,
he's Moon
like,
Knight?
Yep. But you wouldn't know at a glance because the costuming is so elaborate. The Apocalypse makeup was super duper elaborate. In his other roles where he's not in makeup, like, he does have a totally different face shape with or without a beard. Like, just the fact that he's played with all of that and hasn't relied on, like, being a familiar face, especially in, like, the current Hollywood economy of every movie just being jam-packed with familiar faces, he's, like, okay with playing a character that's a whole new look. That's first. That's point one.
Okay.
Point two is, this man's name is Oscar Hernandez, and he said he was going by Oscar Isaac because Oscar Hernandez is the John Smith of Miami, which is where he's from, or grew up, which I don't know if anyone in this chat can relate to.
Well, Oscar Hernandez is the John Smith of Miami. At every single job I've been at that has, like, some stupid corporate email thing where everyone gets an email, I've never been the first Katie Murray. I've always been Katie Murray 2 or Katie Murray 3. So I can relate to that.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah, I'm usually 100 and up. I'm always in the triple dig.
That's wild. So this Oscar Isaac that you're talking about, I just want to clarify, this is the same guy that you were just talking about that you keep confusing him with Pedro Pascal, right?
While that is true, I mean, of the Oscar Hernandezes, he does stand out the most, and I think it's cute that he's doing first middle name like a girl with a photography business.
Okay. All right.
That's the first half of uniqueness. Wait, no. That was both halves.
I mean, we've got hot dogs, we've got bologna, which are pretty unique on their own, right? Because, like, nobody even knows what they are.
Yeah.
It's just a mashup of stuff. They initially were doing, like, sausages and selling those in, like, the German neighborhoods in Chicago because that's where all the Germans were. So they were doing, like, bratwurst and things like that. And then they evolved to, like, the modern-day hot dog, your deli meats. They were making, like, Lunchables for kids. And then they started selling themselves to different companies, and eventually now today they're bought out by
wait, I'm sorry, who were they bought out by?
Kraft Heinz.
Alexis has the Oscar trophy just dominantly displayed in, like, front foremost of her camera, just so everyone at home knows.
So now that they're owned by Heinz, they're also, like, basically siblings with, like, marshmallows and ketchup and all of these other products, but they're still the only hot dog and the bologna. Also, again, name literally one other Wienermobile. Is there a Vienna sausage Wienermobile driving around?
I haven't seen one lately.
I also haven't seen one.
I feel like that's a really specific criteria.
It's
best
pretty
Wienermobile.
Well, it's also unique because there's, like, no one else who could compete with it.
What about like a blimp?
But okay, name another food brand that has a mobile that looks like their food.
But that's a really specific criteria.
Because no one else is doing it.
Dang.
That's just a type of advertisement. They can put it on a blimp, but I just saw a Dick's Sporting Goods blimp in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of, like, 12 blimps total. It just, for some reason, is above Pittsburgh all the time.
Yeah, but I've seen, like, tons of different brands on blimps.
But that's because we're in a really weird blimp location.
But I still, this entire time, haven't thought of another food mobile.
Wait, because
they're the only ones who could do it.
Okay, but that's like saying the best pizza is the one that's building is shaped like a specific type of house design.
No, I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying no one else is like that. I can't, you're like, no, Pizza Hut is on its own like that.
It used to
I'm
be.
Sorry, is Pizza Hut shaped like a pizza?
No, it used to be shaped like a hut.
Yeah, oh, a hut. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm.
Oh, it's
that.
Not shaped like a... No, yeah,
it's
okay.
Not anymore.
There are other unique branding opportunities, but I guess none of them are a mobile that I can come up with.
Like, I can say Oscar Mayer never killed off their wiener in a crazy hot dog commercial.
Oh, right. But Peanut did. There is right. A Peanut Mobile.
I think yeah. There is a Peanut
Mobile. There is a Peanut Mobile.
That's funny, actually, yeah. I wonder if that's why you thought of the Peanut.
That might have been why I thought of the Peanut.
Yeah, we've definitely talked extensively about the Peanut Mobile. Okay, man. So there's a Peanut Mobile.
There is a Peanut Mobile.
I knew there was another one. It is unique. I would love to see it in real life.
I think for uniqueness, I'm going to go half and half. Each of you, each of the Oscars get 2.5 points.
This is where it starts to get messy.
Yeah. Don't worry, I took Calc 1 and Calc 2, so I should be able to add this up.
Add the decimals?
Yep.
Okay. The next category is nerve. Again, this kid as a teenager was in a punk band. He really had to like work his way up into more professional acting and singing, etc. Grew up religious and also in Florida, which is like
ew.
A certain type of place. To, like, come out of. His band at one point opened for Green Day. I don't know in what year, but kind of a fun fact. Okay. Also, when he started accepting more roles after he broke out in, like, 2013, he made a really intentional point to not just get typecast as, like, the typical Latino gangster and had to, like, sort of intentionally make sure that, you know, he was taking, like, diverse characters for himself, and I think that's really cool. And I think it also does take balls, because you never know when they're gonna just be like, nope, we want to typecast you.
Are you done?
Yeah,
well, Oscar Mayer had, it's one of the longest running TV commercials in the country, was My Baloney Has a First Name. It's OSCAR. So, they just kept airing that for years and years and years, no matter how much people maybe didn't want to hear it. The Wienermobile has been touring the country for over 80 years. In 1936, the Wienermobile was driving around. Think about that.
Is that the Great Depression?
Who could be depressed when there's a Wienermobile in your neighborhood?
That's fucked up. Imagine if during COVID the Wienermobile rolled up the street. It was like, don't worry, guys. There's still wieners.
I don't know if COVID and the Great Depression.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Like, if you would have said the influenza crisis and COVID, that would be something different. But
I do see what you're saying. Well, there isn't a Great Depression to compare it to yet, I don't think. It's probably coming up. Imagine if in 2028...
So they rolled around in the Wienermobile.
Yep.
But yeah,
imagine
I mean,
if 9/11... Sorry.
They're just through the ashes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, anyways, the nerve of that mobile, right?
God damn it.
The nerve of that guy.
Though 9/11 is probably the most comparable American history event to the Great Depression, so I appreciate your comparison there.
I bet it was there. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Oscar Isaac is an ally.
Okay.
You think Oscar Mayer's not an ally?
What does Oscar Mayer do as an ally?
They're not an ally, they're just gay. Like, that's it.
Do
you think Oscar Mayer is gay?
Yeah. Have you seen the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? You're going to try and tell me that thing's not gay?
I forgot that. Too gay is right. The Oscar Mayer. Hold on. I don't. Oh my gosh. That website looks like a spam.
You just got hacked.
Yeah, it felt like it. I don't know what I'm reading. I think I'm reading about the actual Oscars now. Oscar Mayer uses wiener jokes to highlight gender bias at the Oscars.
Oscar Mayer was at the Oscars?
What are the Oscars?
I'm not really sure what happened to this conversation.
Oscar Mayer made its stance on the Oscars gender disparity issue clear on Wednesday with a new campaign called Keep It Oscar. You're 46 times more likely to take home a director win if you have a wiener. What am I reading? Wienermobile will also drive a 5-mile radius around the theater all weekend with similar bold and cheeky messages. See what we're doing. Okay, so it looks like the Oscar Mayer just shit on the Oscars for gender inequality once.
That checks out. That's cool.
When was that? What year?
2022. The lack of inclusion among female directors in Hollywood is startling. Oscar Mayer Sr. brand represent communications.
Like Greta Gerwig not being nominated for anything at the Oscars.
As the expert of wieners, we felt the need to speak up in our quest towards a more inclusive world, which sparked an extensive brand renovation that debuted our new Keep It Oscar platform, rooted in inclusivity and representation at its core.
Okay, so basically
I'm done.
So Oscar Isaac is an ally, but Oscar Mayer is gay. Honestly, I think I'm going to give 4 to Oscar Isaac for this one because it takes a lot of nerve to be religious from Florida and move out of Florida. So I'm going to do 4 to Oscar Isaac and 1 to Oscar Mayer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Once we see
Greta Gerwig's going to shit on you.
Excuse me?
On my chest?
Yeah.
What did you just fucking say? I'm getting some subtotals. It looks like 16.5 to 13.5.
Okay.
Oscar Isaac up.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just going to pull up a quick video of Oscar Isaac actually dancing.
Okay, while you do that, so talent, I mean, fucking look at this guy. He's literally been doing this his whole life. Like, I love finding out when people, like, you find out that a writer's first book was, like, literally when they were in elementary school. Like, people who have the thing that they love to do, or, like, people who start playing guitar when they're, like, 4 years old. Like, this man loves to tell stories and act, and he fucking does it, and it's really cool, and you can tell he's having a great time. And, like, even reading about, I didn't actually watch any interviews with him, but the clips that I've seen or quotes that I've seen taken are all about, I mean, the most negative thing I've seen is the apocalypse makeup was really challenging to work in. It's heavy, dense makeup. But then he still signed on to do this Moon Knight thing later. Like, it didn't close a door for him. It was just like he had to figure out how to make that work because it's a lot to put that kind of shit. He has done so many different types of things. And I think that's really cool.
I love your passion about this.
Incredibly talented. Which also I would not have admitted if I didn't think it was true. Like, I did not want to see this man's work.
Okay. All right.
Nor do I like Marvel at all.
That's fair. I'm not a Marvel fan either. Not because of, like, superheroes, but just because Disney's using Marvel as, like, a cash cow, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
That's my biggest beef. No pun intended segue to the Oscar bite.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just looked at a bunch of pictures of
me?
Oscar Isaac.
Oh.
No. And I still don't. I'm confused about who he is. So to me, he just doesn't stand out to me. But.
Sorry. Is this about the talent of your hot dog?
However, like, the fact that they're still, like, selling so much bologna right now. Like, who, you know, like, it's, like, they are still the number one, like, deli meats. Like, they're your go-to. They still stay cheap. And they're, they are still there for, like, everyone. It's, like, a piece of nostalgia. It's, like, an Oscar Mayer wiener. A bologna sandwich.
In 2015, Oscar Isaac was in the highest grossing film of the year.
What movie?
Star Wars Force Awakens.
Isn't that Pedro Pascal?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if we're talking about popularity, this man is sellable.
For 141 years?
For 141 years?
Can we just say how highly Alexis has been speaking of bologna this whole time?
I've never been a bologna fan, I have to say. Like, I've eaten hot dogs, but I've never really been a person who's like,
Well, that's the thing, sandwich. Is they have something for everyone. Because there are people that like bologna, and they know they can go to Oscar Mayer and not be judged because they like bologna. And that's there for them. Like, Oscar Mayer's just always been there. And it's going to continue to be there for another 141 years. And again, the fact that the Wienermobile is still running is kind of crazy. And, like, they, like, college kids can apply to be in there. Like, it's a whole, it's, they're doing a whole thing. You know, you could, they're hot dogs.
You think in 141 years they're going to have Oscar Mayer bologna?
100%. In 1936, they just said, let's get the Wienermobile running. In 36. You think there's not going to be
Oscar you think there's Mayer? You think that there's not going to be, like, a global climate event? It's going to be, like, nuclear winter and the Wienermobile is going to be riding around?
I think it'll be around, yeah.
I like Fully. To imagine that it's going to be, like, a beacon of hope in the eventual, like, dystopia. Like, so buildings destroyed, ashes everywhere, and people are like, we've reached the promised land, and it's just the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Mm-hmm. And then you can, they're going to still have, like, the recipe. At that point, they'll have the recipe for the healthy hot dog and the unhealthy hot dog for poor people.
They're going to have to make the Wienermobile electric.
Yeah, they are. They really will, are. I'm sure of it.
Solar panel.
They could have just given up at any point.
Mm-hmm.
So could have Oscar Isaac, but he did not.
I still don't really know who he is.
Well, I don't know who Oscar Mayer is.
Okay, well, you're just lying. Also, you don't like Oscar Isaac.
Actually, I kind of do now. I know you don't have to believe me. But it is true.
Also,
I would
okay.
definitely watch something because he was in it.
Would you watch another Marvel movie because he was in it?
Who does he play in this scenario?
Does he have a big role? Or
yeah,
is,
well,
it,
yeah.
is it like a Groot thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar Mayer... This was the first time you even, like, had to figure out what movies Oscar Isaac was in. Oscar Mayer has been in our faces for forever. Like, we just have to know who Oscar Mayer is.
That's fair.
Yeah. Also, we've... I mean... 141 years from the slums in Chicago to our grocery store. Think about that. From a market to... a grocery store to a Wienermobile for 80 years.
So they were like, let's take all this mystery meat and
sell it to the masses.
Scale.
Yeah. And now look, okay. we can go down to the get-go, grab a quick dog.
Is it Oscar Mayer?
They have Oscar Mayer there.
Okay. You'll be asked to prove that later.
In the fridge section. They sell hot dogs.
Okay, I think I've made my decision. I think I'm going to give Oscar Isaac 1 and Oscar Mayer 4 for its resilience and longevity, because I had to Google Oscar Isaac, but Oscar Mayer, Alexis is right.
They better invent a new Oscar before next year. So what do we... next year, I am rigging it so hard. I don't care what it is. I'm rigging it.
So, where are we at?
Pretty sure that would where be, what, 17.5 to 17.5. Oh, wait! That's the same number!
Is it?
If my mental math is right...
Is it really? Should we have a...
Wait, that's actually much better. Then we can just saw the Oscar in half.
Which half?
Dibs on the top.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
17.5 to 17.5.
Classic.
That's wild.
Oh, you can actually just... Was there a tiebreaker?
Should we have a... I was going to ask if there's a sudden death round.
What would you rather put in your mouth?
Oscar Isaac. Easy answer.
What? I don't know. I'm not a fan of the BJs.
I'm not a fan of a mystery dog. Meat.
You love a hot dog.
I love hot dogs. They're so fucking delicious. Yeah. Who would you rather watch on television for over 2 hours?
Okay, a bunch of Oscar Mayer commercials that are fun and funny and you can laugh at. And you can sing along.
You think you could watch Oscar Mayer commercials for 2 hours straight?
I once saw Katie watch Vines for like 2 hours. I had the same Vines she's watched over and over and over again.
That's fair. I am autistic, so.
Who would you rather see in a Star Wars movie?
Don't ask me that. The answer is Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Who would you trust to rescue you from a burning house?
The Wienermobile or Oscar Isaac? Kiss.
Can Oscar Isaac ride in on the Wienermobile?
No, I think that's cheating.
All right, we got 1 minute.
Anything else to say in this recording?
Who's more cunty?
Oscar Mayer's more cunty.
I do unfortunately think that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, should we do a lip sync battle?
Am I just a pushover? We don't have...
Oscar Isaac, sashay away.
Okay, thanks for joining us on this episode of Jawbreakers Podcast.
I'm going to go put this back on my Katie desk. Murray.
Yeah, go bring the Oscar back into your bedroom. It's never even been over the threshold of my door. But maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Maybe next year.
Yep. Okay. Have a nice trip.
Thanks, Katie.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.